Yo sentí en mi alma un tremendo dolor, sabiendo que ya no volvería a verla. Desde aquel día voy vagando, ya estoy cansado de vivir. En mi anoche pasar, si supieras aquí en mi anoche pasar, si supieras aquí en mi anoche pasar.
All right, 1,000 points of IWMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And what's going on here? First of all, thanks for joining me here. This program is devoted to the all the great artists who have not been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So basically what this is all about is Pearl Jam inducted into the Hall of Fame, and they were they played as part of the concert, and it was guitarist Jeff Ament, who was wearing a t-shirt, and on this t-shirt were the names of all the bands that had not yet been inducted that he thought were deserving of induction. And so that led me to down this rabbit hole of trying to find out what the other bands were that have not been inducted and should have. And so that led me, of course, to trying out having a show. And so that's where we are today. So we'll be hearing from all these bands, none of them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and probably should be. Nine Inch Nails, Sonic Youth, Jane's Addiction, Bad Brains, Nick Cave, Chaka Khan, Iron Maiden, Roxy Music, all kinds of people, all over the place. Pixies also in that list, and we're going to hear from Surfer Rosa, the River Euphrates, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Bye. secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Thank you. way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's of course Mr. Lemmy Kilmister with Motorhead's Ace of Spades off the album of the same name. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and what's going on here tonight is that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame concert was just conducted, and it was recorded, and of course it usually is broadcast, I think, on HBO in May, but word came through Consequence of Sound to me that Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam, who's inducted this year, wore a t-shirt with the names of all of the most dissed artists who should be inducted or have been inducted into the Hall of Fame, artists who have not yet been inducted and should have been. And there are a lot of artists on there and some others that are also deserving. And so I decided to form that into a show. And that's what we have right now. Motorhead, not in the Hall of Fame, kind of surprising. Television, they're more of like a critic's darlings, but still deserving. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, got to get him in there. And also the Pixies, of course. We know how everyone on the show, interns included, know how I feel about the Pixies. So that's what's going on with that. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. And, you know, what's funny is that I was looking for a song that I thought I had, and now I can't seem to find it. So that's the update on the playlist there. Right. Oh, my word. Let's do this. Since Sonic Youth is one of my favorite groups, I think we're going to do them next. And Debut Nation is one of my favorite records. It's a crying shame they're not in there. I think that that's just a general diss to the 90s Generation X. But, you know, there's that. And then there are also these other groups that I've brought with me. I might as well rattle them off. Not just artists from the 90s and the X Generation, but also Nick Drake and Steppenwolf. Not in the Hall of Fame. I don't know, I think I can leave them out, to be honest. You know, seriously, yeah, I can probably leave them out. Anyway, let's do this. Sonic Youth's Teenage Riot from Daydream Nation, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
It takes a team.
Yeah. 1,000 points of light. WMFO, and that's, excuse me, Slayer, Angel of Death from South of Heaven, epic record. I have to say, the first time I ever heard that, I was 17 years old, I was legitimately scared. Definitely scared. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I was like, what are they singing about? Oh my God. Pretty awesome, though. Before that, Bad Brains, big takeover from the Bad Brains record. I think that was maybe their third release. Jane's Addiction, Ted Just Admitted, from Nothing Shocking. We started the set off with Sonic Youth's Teenage Riot, Daydream Nation. I always get emotional when I hear that. I just love that record so much. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. And what's going on tonight is we're having a show devoted to all the great bands that are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, since they just recorded and performed the concert that I think will be aired on like HBO in May or something like that. And it was Jeff Ament, guitarist from Pearl Jam, who wore a shirt with all the names of all the bands that he thought should be in the Hall of Fame but actually weren't. And so we took our cues from that, found another couple lists from thanks to Consequence of Sound, and have come up with a show, and that's how my mind works. Up next, even though they don't hold the candle to Slayer, but then again, who does? Iron Maiden with Run to the Hills, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
He killed our tribes. He killed
Devo with Gates of Steel, 1,000 points of light, WMFO 91.5 Medford, off of Freedom of Choice. Before that, Nine Inch Nails with Kinda I Want To from Pretty Hate Machine. You know, that record is very evocative of a certain time period, I think. It's really, I don't know, I can just imagine him recording it in his home studio or just sort of just him by himself. Trent, of course. And then I can picture a lot of the songs actually performed live since I saw him do that live. It was sort of interesting. I mean, it really kind of, his sound morphed from there. I mean, it just became everything, like Sidemen and other projects, people, sounds, everything, just sort of, and then he did Stacks of Drugs and it all became a different story. MC5 before that, Kick Out the Jams, a live version. They're always live versions. I mean, there must be a studio version somewhere, but I've only heard live versions ever. Iron Maiden starting things off, Run to the Hills from Edward the Great. A little metal set there. Some, we had Slayer with Iron Maiden, and then before that it was like Motorhead with, I don't know who it was. Oh, with Television? No, that's not metal. Anyway, so the deal here is we're having a show devoted to a lot of the great artists who are not in the Hall of Fame. It's kind of weird to have a show defined by the negative of something, but that's kind of what we do here because we're awfully negative, if anything. And all these bands haven't been inducted, and a lot of them should be. Not all of them, I guess I have to say. I mean, I did compile the lists. I was sort of the curator, but I didn't really closely evaluate every option. I mean, MC5, they had a couple records. Maybe that's not worth it. Iron Maiden, you can make a case for them. Bad Brains, that's a tough one. Some of these are tough ones. Sonic Youth, not a tough one. They should be in. Anyway, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This next band definitely should be in. And we're going to play Blue Monday from Power Corruption Lies. New Order, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.